Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Spanish songs sung and played on the guitar have been something I've enjoyed beginning when I lived in Peru in the mid-1960s. Lately, I've often had the pleasure of listening to and talking with Marcos Pareda, a person who can do just that. Marcos Pareda was born about 40 years ago in Cuba and made his home there until the end of the last century when he moved with his American wife at the time to the United States and soon thereafter settled in Mendocino County. Since he's been here, Marcos can often be found playing his guitar and singing the soft sounds of his songs. I was intrigued, and I asked Marcos if he could stop by the studios of Radio Curious for a visit and a couple of songs. And he did just that on November 24th, 2008. Marcos Pareda, welcome to Radio Curious.
Muchas gracias por invitarme.
I'd love to do this conversation in Spanish, but I think we're better off doing it in English.
All right, let's do the conversation in English then. My English is not so good, but I will try to do my best.
So, Marcos, how long have you been living here in Mendocino County?
In Mendocino County, 8.5 years, and in the United States, 9 years.
Before that, you grew up, you were a young boy and a young man in Cuba.
In Cuba, yeah.
So what brought you here? What motivated you to come to the United States and to Mendocino County?
Well, in 96, I met my wife for 8 years, and we just lived together in Cuba for 3 years, and we decided to get married there, and we married in 99. And we came to United States, first to Minnesota. And then I was practicing yoga in Cuba, and I met a yoga teacher, Mary Perfer, that a lot of people in Ukiah know. And I was practicing Joa, and Kuwachi invited me to come to visit here. And we came here, and I fell in love with the mountains and the rivers and the lake. I talked to Linda, and we decided to come here to Mendocino.
And you brought your guitar.
And I brought my guitar.
So let's talk about music.
All right.
What is it about music that draws your attention, that catches the sparkle in your eye?
Yeah. First, I was trying to express myself in some way. When I was a teenager, I used to write poetry and stories and monologues and all this stuff. One day I was singing, and a friend said to me, "Hey, you know, I like the way you sing. Why you don't find a guitar and try to express yourself with an instrument?" So my grandma looked for a guitar for me, and I just started playing guitar and putting some of the poetry in the music.
Tell us about the poetry. Where does it come from? What does it talk to?
Well, have been
this assumes that poetry comes from the soul.
Yes. And first, when I started writing in Cuba, was talking about what I want in life and what I was looking for, and always was this kind of things of connecting with something that we call God or the spirit and the soul, and try to reach that thing that we don't know where it is, but it's somewhere, and some people say inside us, some people say outside.
What do you say?
I think it's in everywhere. I think it's in everywhere. I think we open ourselves in different ways to manifest what is already here and in everywhere.
In your songs, what is the poem or the story that you tell?
Well, there have been a transition for me in my life since I arrived to the United States and the kind of song that I used to write in Cuba.
What were they? What were they like there?
In Cuba was more of this the longing for the beloved, but wasn't in a different way, because it was kind of like I didn't know where God or the spirit was. So it was more talking about how my life in Cuba was, and my relation with my friends and my family, but it always was this mystery of looking for something.
Do you have a song from that era in your life that you could sing for us?
I threw away all my songs.
How come?
Because they didn't... After a while, when I came here, and then I met Buddhism, and I started practicing that and yoga and all these things, they lost the meaning for me. There's some. I have.
In Cuba, you grew up with a Catholic background as a child?
No, was a communist background, because my family from my mother's side was communist.
Which was the state of the art in Cuba at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I grew up in a communist family. But my family was very into music, and my whole family was part of the culture minister.
So you started to say just a moment ago, before I brought up your background, that you have a song from that time.
Yeah. Now I remember that I have a song from that time. Yeah.
May we hear it?
Okay.
Él volaba sin rumbo, le sangraban las penas, él dormía minutos, ayunaba en la queja, era un sueño en el mundo. Él quería ser mago, sin rodilla en las cruces, alienaba en el Padre, susurraba blasfemias, se perdí en el nudo de ayer. Yo sé que hay un sueño despierto y que un ángel le acompaña. Yo sé que se vive en el ángel cuando un sueño se te abraza y te besa y te calma. Él gritó en la Amazonia por el mito sin nombre. Se esculpí en Saturno y lloró por el hombre y fue dos y ninguno. Él hablaba de un niño que no supo ser conde, se cantaba en el agua y moría un segundo y vivía un segundo también. Y yo sé que hay un sueño despierto y que un ángel le acompaña. Yo sé que se vive en el ángel cuando un sueño se te abraza, se te abraza.
So, Marcos, what does that song say in English? What are the words?
Well, the words, this is difficult thing to translate. But it's about talking about me being there, floating without having a point to go, no, a goal, just flying around the island, and all the struggle of knowing what I want and what I am, why I'm here in this planet, and what is the purpose of being here is for me. And But there's a phrase in the song that said, I know that there's an angel, and I know that there's a dream, and that angel and that dream walk with me. So somehow I knew that there was something, some expression from inside me, and that I call it the angel or my dream. This is what it's about.
In this edition of Radio Curious, we're visiting with Marcos Pareda, a Cuban-born singer and poet who now lives in Ukiah, California, who visited us in our studios. You're listening to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Marcos, when we were talking a few days ago, you said that the songs that you write now here in Ukiah are different from the songs that you wrote in Cuba. Well, how would you describe the difference for us?
The difference is that now I have a little bit more of connection with my soul, and a little more connection with the spirit or with God, and then this is just the only difference, and so the songs are more like a celebration of finding something, you know, that is in me, and we are now kind of knowing each other as a friend.
So in the past 8 years, maybe I should ask how old you are.
I am 39, December 3rd, 40.
So you came to the United States when you were into your 30s.
Yeah, nine years ago.
Yeah. Have you returned to Cuba?
Yeah, I went. I was able to go. I went back like two or three times, and have been already 5 years since the last time that I went to Cuba.
What are the changes that you observed in your first three trips of return?
Changes in me, and the island was the same. People was the same. And I was like in shock of the first time that I went there, because I was so much into this meditation and all these things, that then when I get there, my family was so noisy, and they I forgot that they really speak loud, and this is the way that they express themselves, and I was just mostly in silence, and they say to me, "What's going on with you? What's happened with you?"
When you told them, did they understand?
Yeah. They always thought, "Oh, Marcos is a little bit crazy." So yeah, was now he's in silence. Well, okay, but at the same time they were wondering what's really going on. Are you sad? Or said, no, it's just I'm quiet, and I was laughing, of course, because Cuban people they make a lot of jokes, and my family is my family is a comedy. I love my family there, but I didn't know how to. The first time was 3 years that I spent here without going there, so I didn't know how to interact after all this. I guess that I numb myself a little bit by going so much to the meditation I was quiet, but I really lost the contact with the beauty of the Cubans, and with the beauty of my family. I think this is what happened.
Have members of your family come here to visit you?
My mom came here last year she was here for a couple of months, and the first time that my mom was in United States also. And
so what did she tell you about what she saw?
She loved Ukiah. And she was happy. She was happy for me that I was not living under the bridge, that I was just in a nice house, a nice room, and that I got a job. That was something unbelievable for her. And she had a great time, and she loved Ukiah, and she's not very into nature things. She loved the people in Ukiah, how friendly they were with her, but she was kind of also scary about the silence of. At 7 o'clock, there is nobody in the street here, so she was like, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, in the United States, like that."
Marcos, the family structures are similar in the United States and in Cuba, but the proximity where people live is, from what I've, the little I know of Cuba, many generations live together in the same household or within walking distance of each other. Can you tell us about the differences you've observed between the country where you grew up and the country where you live now?
Yeah, there's a main difference, and it's just a sense of community, I would say, within the house. There is I don't want to say more, but it's, I would say more visible, the relation in the family. So in Cuba, for example, grandpa, grandma, father, mother, son, daughter, uncle, aunt, everybody lived in a house together, no? And there is a way to the people take care of each other within the family in Cuba.
What is that way?
Well, they really, for example, for seniors people, I mean, grandpa and grandma, they all serve like a queen and king, you know, and all the young people in the family take care of them, and they love them, and so they help each other. They have a sense of community within the family.
Marcos, you said that when you were a child, your parents were communists. So you have a different experience, perhaps, than a person who fled Cuba to get away from communism.
Yeah, I had a big influence from my family in Cuba who was communist. And I think it... regarding to that, I think if Fidel in the beginning of the revolution, I still believe that he did a wonderful things for the Cubans. The government that we have before Fidel, that was Batista, was horrible, and was a very important. Things like he educate all the people in all from top to bottom of the island, and that was a good thing. And he gave the lands to the farmers, and give opportunity to everybody can go to school and learn. I think it's a wonderful thing. I don't know what else to say.
How about a short song?
A short song.
Cuando salí de La Habana, de nadie me despedí, solo de un perrito chino que salió detrás de mí. Como el perrito era chino, un señor me lo cambió por un poco de dinero y unas botas de charol. Las botas se me rompieron, el dinero se acabó. Ay, perrito de mi vida, ay, perrito de mi amor. Las botas se me rompieron, el dinero se acabó. Ay, perrito de mi vida, ay, perrito de mi amor.
This is a traditional children song.
And
thank you.
It says,
and says, when I left Havana, a Chinese dog is this kind of dog that are without fur, lived behind me. And a man who was in the boat said to me, hey, why don't you sell me that dog? And so I just say, well, I'm going to exchange the dog for you. I give you a dog, you give me this pair of boots. And the man give him the boots, he give the man the dog. The boots with the time were broken, and the money was gone. So he is saying, and then he remembered the dog that followed him to the boat. It's like a loved one, no, that always is there with you. And so, and then he lament that he changed the dog for a pair of boots and the money. And then he say, "Oh, love of, dog of my life, if I were with you now, that you always love me and you follow me till I leave the country."
Well, Marcos Pareda, I want to thank you for being with us in the studios of Radio Curious. And before we close, can you tell us of something interesting or important that you've learned lately?
The life is simple.
Life is simple?
It's very simple, and we complicate life. I say that because I have the tendency to complicate life a lot. But when I have those moments that I see that the simplicity of life is the best moment in life. Life is simple.
Can you tell us about an interesting book that you've read lately?
An interesting book?
Yes.
I am reading The Course of Miracles in Spanish. And it's a very, very beautiful book. I think a lot of people know about that book, The Course of Miracles. It's beautiful. And there's no author in the book, but the name is The Course of Miracles.
Well, Marcos Pareda, thank you for being with us on Radio Curious.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Spanish songs sung and played on the guitar have been something I've enjoyed beginning when I lived in Peru in the mid-1960s. Lately, I've often had the pleasure of listening to and talking with Marcos Pareda, a person who can do just that. Marcos Pareda was born about 40 years ago in Cuba and made his home there until the end of the last century, when he moved with his American wife at the time to the United States and soon thereafter settled in Mendocino County. Since he's been here, Marcos can often be found playing his guitar and singing the soft sounds of his songs. I was intrigued, and I asked Marcos if he could stop by the studios of Radio Curious for a visit and a couple of songs. And he did just that on November 24th, 2008.